There's another online drama playing out this weekend, this one in Minneapolis. For the past several days, that city has hosted two dueling political conventions. On the left, the Netroots Conference, and on the other side, a group called Right Online. Both are hosting activists and bloggers who are pointing toward the 2012 elections. NPR's Ina Jaffe has been dashing from one conference to another, and she joins us now. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Laura.
Why are these groups meeting on the same weekend in the same city?
Well, that was by design of the folks at Right Online. They noticed that the progressive Netroots Nation had gotten a lot of attention when it began holding national meetings, and conservatives acknowledge that they've been playing catch-up just a bit when it comes to exploiting new media. About the only props you'll hear President Obama get from this crowd is his use of the internet in organizing and fundraising in 2008. And so they decided to confront the Netroots Nation folks to steal a little bit of their spotlight, and it gives them a convenient boogeyman down the road that they can talk about in their speeches.
How similar are these conferences?
You know, they're not that similar, really. You go to Netroots Nation, there are no new media newbies there. There are almost no sessions about the internet or new media per se. There's a lot of politics. There's a lot of policy. You go to Right Online, there's some politics and policy, but a lot of the breakout sessions have names like Twitter 101 and Facebook 101. I talked to Eric Telford. He's the director of Online Strategy for Americans for Prosperity, which was founded by the billionaire Koch brothers and which started Right Online. And Telford acknowledged there was an educational purpose for many of the activists who've come here.
They go to every Tea Party. They respond to every action alert to contact their member of Congress. But they want to get more involved, and they're not quite yet there with online tools. So they've come here to learn that. And we found that the people who have the passion and have the time to commit to it, once they get over those hurdles and the technical obstacles, they really become unstoppable forces online.
Huh. Unstoppable forces. Ina, how different was the vibe at these two conventions? Was there much anger?
That was actually the similarity between the two conferences. At both of them, people are really angry at President Obama, of course, for completely different reasons. At Netroots Nation, they feel like he's caved into Republicans. He hasn't been effective enough because he's compromised too much. At Right Online, they just view his administration as a socialist takeover of the United States for the most part.
Netroots, the left-leaning group, has shown a lot of political clout. It got the attention of almost all the presidential candidates in 2008. Does it still have that clout? And what about Right Online? How do they match up?
Well, you know, it's not an election year, so there are no presidential candidates to come to Netroots Nation, but they still do have clout. There are four U.S. senators who are holding events. The Obama campaign also sent one of their top national officials to talk about their organizing plans for 2012. Right Online, they're getting three presidential candidates there. Michelle Bachmann spoke in the morning. She represents a district near this area, so she would almost have to be there for hospitality purposes. Same with former Governor Tim Pawlenty, who's also speaking. The other presidential candidate is Herman Cain, former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. But the other candidates they invited said they had scheduling conflicts. And some of the folks I've talked to at Right Online say that GOP candidates are going to ignore new media at their peril. It's something they really have to contend with now from their own side of the aisle.
NPR's Ina Jaffe speaking to us from Minneapolis. Thanks, Ina.
You're welcome.